Temperament. Oh
no, everybody's... Oh, Tony snores all the time.
No, never
snores. All the time, constantly.
The only time Richard snores is if he's got a cold and he can't breathe through his nose.
Tony snores any time, whether he's on his back, on his side, on his stomach.
I snore like a
Richard
bit.
Doesn't even move in bed.
Oh, bliss.
Never moves.
That must be good.
We don't even know he's there. Never moves. Where is that? Wiggling around and I'm kicking people and I'm elbowing people. I don't know when I'm there with you.
No, no, when you sleep with me, you don't.
Yes. Alright then, we will come, sir.
But he's telling you just in case.
That's because we didn't want half an hour and you wanted half an hour.
Aye.
Oh, same.
Right,
shove a live in there.
Come on then.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Enjoy your research.
Who's she? Why'd I think her name was Susie?
I think it's really odd that someone won't live with someone after they've lived with them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she hasn't lived with him.
Well, she's stayed with him for like weekends or weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's done everything that she's
No, but it's our, I think it's our family.
Mm. I didn't realise our family didn't know mine. You'd think they'd probably assist it, though.
Well, I think they do, but they just pretend.
Mm.
Because it's easier, they don't like to realise these things.
I think it's very romantic. But how can you know someone if you haven't had sex with them?
Oh, I don't think she's saying that.
No, I know. But you know, like, some people won't.
Families have sex before marriage.
Well, how many people, though, Alison? Not very many.
Someone in my hairdressers. We're talking about
Sam's cousin Debbie went out with him for 6 years.
Well, what if you don't like it when you get married?
Exactly. Yeah, when night must be such a letdown. It was like the first time. For the awful.
Painful.
I remember the
first time.
Oh no. I'm bleeding.
Real sound effect.
Is that him? But you're like, But imagine that on your wedding.
Mm.
At least your honeymoon.
It's meant to be a whole bed romantic. And
I know.
They'd be like,
they'd be like, don't come near me again.
Twin rooms, please.
So is she quite brainy then? She is, isn't she? She gets really high scores in her exams, doesn't she?
The kind of thing Denise likes to know about people.
I don't know.
Well, I have to know these things.
I know we do.
She, I'm sure, did she not get the 80% in the open book exam?
I don't know if
she's got lovely hair.
Something about her personal appearance as well.
She's got nice hair. Do you not think she's got nice hair?
Yeah, she does well in her exams, so...
Do I think these things are important?
What, that you've got no hair?
No, that you do well in exams.
Denise isn't interested in her hair, really. She's only saying it as a balance.
No, no, I was going to ask her where she gets her hair done, actually.
She is down the road. Very, very neat. I've been no house.
By herself? Those Sammy's with the bay windows?
Yeah, along that road.
Very nice.
My mum died and she lived with her
dad. How old is she?
I've just got a year.
Yeah. I've got a chocolate now.
Just you bloody well do that.
Can you take a Leslie? Catherine, I used to say that to school. It's like, can you take a jaw?
Like, shouldn't I tell you? And then we won't know when we go. I'm getting a bit spooked about this exam now. I keep suddenly thinking of the enormity of it and the fact that I haven't really revised. I keep sitting down to it and thinking, God, there's so much I haven't done for this exam. As usual, I should have started ages ago.
I found when I picked up your books a week ago, a fortnight ago, I thought, oh, I know this, and it's not until you get into it that you think, shit, I don't know this, and I could be learning. A week ago, I didn't know what to learn, and now it's so many things that I know I want to learn.
Is there?
Mm. Well, every time we come in and she mentions, have you done this,
yeah,
that, and I say,
one of them things.
You?
Because you've done loads.
She always does. Gone red.
It's only funny
it's
when
it's hard on you.
Okay, well, I have to say that Catherine's friend Karen, she does it all the time and she just looks around and smiles. Massive shock.
I used to work with a degree, she used to buy really big burps after she ate or drank anything and, like, pardon me, she would say, now think.
My grandma's like that. Horrible.
I mean, she says pardon me or excuse me, but it's so matter of fact that I could never burp like that if I tried, you know? Instead of mouth. I went in the kitchen at work on Friday or Saturday. The chefs were squeezing the custard carton and it was going because it was the last one.
Custard? You mean they don't make their own custard?
Nah, they don't make anything, man. And they were squeezing it out of the carton, and it was making this, like, farty noise. I'm not kidding, the three of them, 30-odd-year-old, one of them is.
Well, laughing.
On the floor, laughing. No, and I was walking through, they're going, because it was completely
do you not? Do you not laugh when the squeezy bottle does it?
No.
Oh, I think it's funny.
I mean, it's funny, like, when you were burping, you got dead in bars, you're like, did that come out from
oh,
me?
Oh, no, it makes me laugh.
But there was loads of people around about me, and I was just like, I'm meant to be
fine,
young lady, by now.
I heard people that when Jeff burps, if he was in company, he'd go, excuse me. But at home, he goes, bruh. And I hate it.
I do.
Because I don't. I conceal a bit no matter where I am.
Well, you don't, obviously.
No, but that was
fairly.
You could
tell it was coming.
You could tell it was spontaneous. Jeff makes some
curves. Oh no.
Horrible. Because he feels he's got a bit of wind,
sweet. Oh, I can't force myself.
No, no. What was that? Oh. Is Tony coming for you?
I said 7:30. If we finish before then, I shall be very annoyed.
I thought you said 8 o'clock.
Quarter to 8,
because
we're starting at
4:00
to 6.
How'd you blend it up?
I'm
just sleeping
now.
I just feel like I'm not learning anything.
I mean, you're thinking to me, I'm going to have to go back in the rise, and I'm not going to take anything in from that. And then I'm just wasting my time here. I'll tell you, what have I done all day?
I've done nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's exactly what I said to Tony last night when I got in. I feel I could have achieved more if I'd stayed at home and revised.
Yeah,
I could have. He says, but you would not. I says, well, I would have. That's the whole point. I would have revised all afternoon.
I know. Anne was saying that she was revising. No, that was her. It's been me too late. Sorry, I didn't offer anybody.
No, I
didn't. When I rang her when she was revising, she says, oh, I've just done about change and theories of change.
Who?
Theories
but
of change.
But we started with Fred and only got
do you remember
a third
what?
Of a year way
change
through
in
it.
Change in the NHS. Change. Do you know what change she's talking about? Freezing. Something when a liquid is freezing and it changes when it's... You know, changes from the physical sense
yeah.
of the word. That's what they learn about. I said, no, that's not what I thought you meant. Brad thought about changing the NHS. She says, oh, we don't do that. My friend who's just in a fight.
Oh, should I just done mine?
It's so simplified, so basic, so logic. I mean, what do we need to understand? It's all up here.
I mean, I didn't understand what she told us anyway.
I wasn't listening because I was writing in my diary.
The thing is, I don't think half the things they're teaching us are relevant to what we're ever eating. It's the thing we were saying, you're meant to know. You're meant to, these exams, you're meant to have everything you should know in your files.
extra 30 pounds to know that you've made them. I bloody don't every single time I have to go with the whole watch of bloody newness.
That's it, I'm sitting writing notes and I'm thinking, am I ever going to look at these again? Because every time I have an exam, I sit down and write exactly the same thing.
Well, I've got revision cards coming out of my ears from all our exams, which I've never looked at again, and I couldn't tell you what was on them at all.
We're all looking very sorry for ourselves.
What relevance is it to me? It's not even going to be a nurse anyway.
And I'm going to go away this weekend anyway.
Tony said I need to do some exercise late at night because I annoy him. Because as soon as I go upstairs, I'm wide awake. He says, you should go jogging or something late at night. I said, well, if you got us a dog, I'd have to take it for a late night walk, wouldn't I?
Come jogging with me.
What? Last thing at night?
You've got both
of them. I
know, but I can go at night as well. No, well, do you play squash?
I've never played it. I quite like it, but
I want to play
again.
You say this is very unusual. You never see me like this. Like, oh, I quite fancy doing that.
We should have gone.
You know, I was thinking today. There's a horse.
Sorry, say that again.
There's a horse in some of the fields just coming out of Morpeth towards Newcastle. And I saw it from me. Because I was on the bus back yesterday coming into Morpeth. And this horse just shot out of nowhere, and it was really enjoying itself. It was like galloping along, yes, like this. One of the joys of spring, and the Kim, it was really galloping towards the fence, and then stuck its head over the fence like this. And I was looking, and I was thinking, oh, to be free like that. And then today when I was passing it, it was just munching away in the corner, you know. And I was thinking, must be nice, Alison's got a hobby, she can just go out and, you know, do it to get away from everything.
I'm driving over to Brenda's and I'm thinking, oh my mum, oh my exam, and I really am, I'm driving, like, you know what, when you're in the car by yourself and everything's turning over in your head, and I go on and I tuck up the horse and I get on the horse and everything, and I don't mean to say I'm drifting through the countryside, just right through Bedlington, and I go over the level cross and I think, oh, that was a bit funny, you know, things like that, and then we see another horse in the field and kind of goes, ooh, and it's also, everything is on a different level, it really is, and because you just be like, just ride away and not come back again, but even when you come back, you feel much better, you feel, oh, I really enjoyed that, and it's a different kind of enjoyment than, I mean, I've never played
Do you
sport.
Feel like that when you run?
Oh, well, you see, maybe it's, no, I can't imagine feeling like that except with horse riding, but I suppose you do, whatever your thing is.
You see, I wish I had a hobby or an outside interest.
It has to be outside, I think, do you think?
Yeah.
Outside.
I forget everything when I'm running. Oh, my God, I'm
knackered.
I'm going to collapse.
I think I feel like everything would still be there while I was running along. I'd have to stop and think about it, but then
no, well, your natural endorphins would come to the surface and you'd just start getting a feeling of well-being.
Well, that's the thing, like,
you come to solutions and conclusions and everything's right with the world. And we better go back now.
If you twitch a horse's lip, yeah, that happens. I wonder if it would be the same if I twitched your
horse.
It brings their endorphins, the surfing books.
I'm just coming to the classroom, but I'm just ringing my mum off. Am I needed the second?
Did class? You see The World According to Garp on Sunday? Well, I saw a little bit of it. I keep wanting to see this film, and I've never actually seen it, if you know what I mean. And just put them on that table,
I don't
want
to get back in. I don't want to go back up to the water. I'll go that way.
That way,
thanks.
Yeah.
I forgot how much we had from there.
It's easily done. And he's got these papers, like a short story, and the wind blows them away out of his hand. So, we meant to get them in the bin, not out of the bin. And he's picking them all up, and this one, there's a rough Doberman Pinscher standing, and these papers between him, like, I don't know. And he's saying, bonkers. No, give me that paper. Give me that paper. The dog just leaps on him, right? So he's wrestling this. And he's screaming and growling it and everything. And then suddenly you hear it. The dog goes running off and he's bit his ear. So he goes to see his mother, who's a nurse at this school where he lives. because she's the nurse, like a matron, and she said, "Gob, what's this?"
Was it
dog? Like the little triangle on the top. I mean, it was cool, but it was funny because it just like that. The dog went off yelping.
Bless its little. But that didn't release its natural endorphins.
Oh, we'll have a slow mosey. I find, I tell you what I find difficult, is thinking and learning in that class. Some of the people aren't conducive to learning.
I know. And I try not to get stroppy. I try to be, you know, otherwise I'm being a complete crab and not joining in.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a lot of conditions. Everything has to be just so for me to be able to learn.
I mean, half the time I think I don't remember anything because people are so busy blooming, playing around and shouting.
I'm too nosy to block things out.
And
when I was sitting in that corridor, there was one of the tutors on the phone, only for a short time, and I couldn't even block him out because I was too nosy to listen to what he was talking about. I don't think it's deliberate.
No.
As I'm reading, curious. I'm
aware naturally
of
curious.
I can't realise anything about what Jeff says. Even if I go upstairs, I have to be by myself. The telly has to be off.
Well, you see, I have to have the telly very quiet. And last night, Tom, I'm sure he's going deaf, you know.
Mm.
And I keep going down and I'll turn it down and then I'll go out the room and he turns it back up again. It's like living with a cantankerous old man. I say, what's the matter, you're deaf?
What?
Well, the sound quality's not very good. I said, well, I can hear it upstairs. He says, well, you're just oversensitive.
What you can hear upstairs is the
oh, and music.
Yeah. The theme tune.
Oh, dear me.
It's nearly time for nervous. Why can't you come
for me? Don't put it there.
About another one. On here?
Is it fit?
Yeah?
Yes, I can see that. Oh, God.
What are you night or drawing in.
The ball. The Newcastle College of Health Studies ball. £20 a ticket.
That's what it was last time, wasn't it?
Meal, disco and band. Well, can I tell you, the first one we went to, we went to get food and there was none left. And there was a lovely spread, but by the time we got there, and there was people there I'd never even seen before in my life.
That was the Sloan's, the one beside the Civic Centre one?
The one you went to when I was ill.
At least it was just us. It was a good
Have you seen Ellen's video?
No.
Have you, can I ask, have you got pink in your hair?
Yeah, I sprayed it pink for the Rocky Horror and I can't get it out.
I keep looking and thinking,
is it pink?
It's the light. Just a little bit.
Was it good?
It took four shampoos to get the bugger out.
I thought it was my eyesight.
Anyway, she's got the video, right? And there's a bit with Helen and Steve. You know, Helen was like really
Steve.
Drunk. Big Steve.
All right.
And Ellen was going to bring it into college, but Helen said, don't you dare. So she's cut out that bit.
Oh. Well, and maybe I should look at it, seeing as I missed it.
I can just remember how it's bum. So last all night.
That do it.
Aye, I just remember our backside, wherever
I think we should have another one, seeing as I missed it. Following it round.
Well, you shouldn't have, because we wanted to see.
I've seen it.
The best
laugh
I had was
this. What's
this doing on that?
No,
flying into the
thing. Gone with this.
Claire Hardwick.
Then she fell forward, she was hanging on to you. And then I've been, you know, where the hell she went. You've been keeping an eye on her. Exactly. What is that one? I've seen her. Good night. Missed a good night.
Sloane. Lindsay was drunk.
Yes, that, when Lindsay came in to see me, she had no voice left.
Well, half six we're meant to be meeting them, and Nicky's wasn't even open, so we went over to Dove's store and just started over there.
Yeah. Was good. Right, am I telling you about this?
Yes, sorry.
Have I made much sense so far?
Yeah. You were on. You had patient looks outside in, and Kara looks inside out.
Right. And here's his journey, right? GP appointment, outpatient appointment, tests, admission, medical treatment, nursing care, discharge planning and follow-up.
And that's the patient looking from his journey out.
That's his journey, right? Here he's looking in, how he can... Where is it?
But is it the round window he's squaring or the arms?
Right. It says here, quality can only be assured, if both patient's view, he's looking in, and the caregiver's view, looking out, are in agreement, right?
Is the one that we're actually doing?
Yeah.
To achieve this, quality assurance should mean that when the patient feels his care is not good, he should know how he can complain without any worry that he will be penalised, and in the certainty that action will be taken immediately. And that's these things here. There's patient questionnaires, complaints, visits, visits and inspections, complaints, patient questionnaire, visits. Basically all the same kind of thing, or relative survey, patient questionnaire. So basically what they're saying, there's all these things that they'll provide at each stage of his journey, so that if care isn't right, he knows what channels to go through to complain. My criticism of that being is...
What if it's not carried out?
It's all right, the quality's not there to start with. How can you...
He won't know what quality of care is, though.
Well, the patient has his views about what he expects.
But his
good
views
nursing
aren't
care.
Really going to be necessarily good nursing care, because a lot of people...
No, everybody's individual. And to get... What it says here, to get quality assurance, the patient's views and the caregiver's views have to be in agreement. What, say you're the caregiver and I'm the patient. What I think is good nursing care and what you think is good nursing care, it has to be the same for quality assurance.
But it's not going to be the same.
But that was, I tell you what else.
It says on our research.
Say that each nurse had it was used in a different job. One was in the room and another one was in the room.
I shan't ask anything.
Well, say the one who's using ORMs is bad. You know, some patients have a preconceived idea that everything should be done for them in hospital, mm-hmm. and that to them is good care if the nurse does everything to them, but it's not if you take an ORM.
Yeah.
Plus, they also say the nurses are so busy, and they're angels, and they're this and that and the other, that they won't complain.
Well, that's the only way that this can be assessed, is by so that the patient, when a patient feels his care is not good, he knows he can complain without any worry. But complaining, I mean, if he's got to complain, it means that quality assurance isn't there.
But
this is only thing if they've got something to complain about.
If you're with a patient,
so there's nothing actually
in a positive sense.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing it says, an action of it should also mean that when Mr. says the nurses were marvellous, the nurses are able to say in all honesty and with evidence to support their opinion,
we
yes,
were crap.
We are really doing a pretty good job. That's all it says in a from a positive angle.
Yeah, but but like if you took like aseptic technique, if you were the patient and then it was the nurse, like you wouldn't have a clue whether it was aseptic or not,
because
as long as it was pretty clean.
Let's have a look what examples they use.
Well, that's what I was trying to say before. The patient just doesn't know what to expect anyway.
I mean, the patient wouldn't know whether it was like.
Well, these are the criteria they use for tests and investigations, for example. Good facilities, up-to-date working equipment, nice staff, competent, qualified staff.
Well, I'm not.
Written and verbal information, appropriate tests, no complications. So it's not necessarily the procedure itself. That you, if you were the patient, you might see it's wrong because she doesn't look like she knows what she's doing, or there's a mistake, or something gets missed. You know.
Well, I think the whole point of it is. They can only evaluate the care that they've had, can't they, at the end of their stay, whether they feel better and whether that's because the nurses have done a good job or not. Nurses can, they can only say evaluate a certain proportion of the things in question.
Well, it says for the nurses to, or the caregivers to be able to evaluate, waiting list monitoring, outpatient department review, observation, visits, nursing audit, medical audit, peer review, qualifications check.
Well, you see the bit about,
you know,
the waiting list, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing here, Freeman, they get them in and out. But I spoke to patients who said they don't get the care here. And on the surface, it looks a brilliant hospital. It gets them in and out, you know, it does everything. It's got all the facilities. But it doesn't give them the care.
I think the biggest bogey is where it says quality can only be assured if both patients' view and caregivers' view are in agreement, because that's going to be really hard to achieve, isn't it? Where does it say that? Make sure I've written it down.
Yes, but quality doesn't just take into account the care that's given. It takes into what equipment you've got on, whether the equipment's used properly.
But then, what I was going to say before was ideally what you'd have to do there would have some, say you had somebody qualified to go in with each patient
just as like a passive observer, if you were doing the research, you know what I mean? Because otherwise you're going to get conflicting views, or, but you're not, I mean, from the patient's point of view, you're not going to really know, are you?
Yeah, let's say that. What about yours, Neil?
Come on, Nameless.
Nameless. Bat Simpson.
I've got my husband's on.
Socks. Not the same ones as yesterday.
No, I've got about five. No, I've got about four pairs the same. Two pairs of blue and two pairs of red. Well. First team centre. Sorry.
My article's about raising the standards of healthcare in hospitals, all the same. And it looks at how nurses feel about their own standard of care. And the article then goes on about
standard they provide.
Standard they provide for the patients. setting up this group of dynamic standards setting system, it's called, which is divided into local level groups. It's like a tier system where you get the managing director on the top, ones at the bottom. And they're called quality assurance or standard setting teams made up of volunteers from the local wards. The main base is made up of volunteers from the local wards, like nurses and
auxiliaries.
They discuss things about care and assess if the quality of care is being met on their ward and the hospital itself. And about once every 6 months, they meet up with other members of other hospitals in the area, and they discuss different aspects of raising the standards. And the information about care is passed up the three tier, it's like a triangular system, it's passed up a three tier system. And if the ideas are good, then they're incorporated into the care, they're incorporated into the hospitals. Manifesto, if you want to like. But there's one fault really. It takes approximately 15 to 18 months for them to pass. And that could be one
downfall.
Downfall, one criticism for that.
At least this one says it's immediate.
Yeah, well, this one takes 15 to 18 months. To me, that's just ridiculous, really.
And then it would take another. However, to implement any changes that they decided upon.
Basically, they just provide the ideas which get passed to the top of the ladder, and then
they're the ones in the situation, so they're the ones who are actually on the ward at the bottom, and they pass it up. It's like being Parliament, really.
But the thing is, though, people at the top don't necessarily see the problems that you see as problems as being problems, do they?
It's probably why it takes 15 to 18
months to get there.
It's not going to help the patient, like at the time. Your patient complained,
so it
would be done.
There and
if your patient complained, like...
Probably dead by the time. Yeah? And so not yours doesn't necessarily apply to something that's gone on. And this might just think, it would be a good idea to...
Yes, by the time it comes to getting round to your complaint, you've moved on. So is that it, basically?
It goes on about setting up these committees to assess the standards.
Mine's got a bit like that. It says that quality assurance systems will have to be different in each health district, reflecting variations. But it says it has identified key elements, and one of those elements is a director of quality assurance should be appointed with responsibility for setting up a district-wide program. She would receive minutes of all meetings and have the right to attend these meetings to provide a quality assurance input. So that's the same.
What should be 6 requirements for these groups. It must be voluntary and all that. There must be more than 6 people. There must be a meeting once every 3 or 4 weeks for 1.5 hours. The meeting should be held in a place where it is possible to work without interruption, and a leader should be appointed.
Yet even with all those things in their favour, it still takes 15 minutes.
But the leaders are nearly always someone like a director of nursing or something like that, who have no ward experience.
But it needs to
on a day to day.
To be able to pass these bills, doesn't it? To be able to pass the.
Plus, you know what? It's like if you're trying to get something passed, it kind of be fun. You don't have one, do you know? But just when you come next, you can all get back on. So the major criticism of that
is the time.
Minimum 18 months maximum.
I think so. Well, as long as you know about yours, and then when she does direct a question at you about that particular article.
Well, I've told you what mine's about.
You should have, you're going to get
the news.
It's about two.
A tool being
my body is my tool.
Quad.
and nosy. Right.
We can read about it.
We may as well get cracking with research, mightn't we?
Well, can we start when the others come back?
Can we start now? Before the other come back.
Five minutes earlier, I'll see a bit more of his standards. I suppose I should move back so I can see more. I'm going to have to vote at 7 o'clock on Thursday morning.
Me too.
Why?
In the Nursing Times, it tells you the NHS manifestos for each party. Mm-hmm. Last week's. Mm-hmm.
You could argue on the way we've been arguing about it all.
Have you?
He's a complete Tory.
Is he?
Well, not a complete Tory, but he's going to vote Conservative now. Just care about knowing about yourself, Dad. Me and Catherine shout at him all the time.
Oh, God, I don't want him as Prime.
Oh, I'm not going to vote for the best of the week.
You know, I am fed up last night. Channel 1, election. Channel 2, some bloody crap. Channel 3, election. Channel 4, election. I said, turn that rubbish off. We had John Major on one side, Paddy Ashdown on the other, Neil Kinnock on the other. I mean, for God's sake. It's election constantly on the telly. 6 o'clock news is extended. They have extended from 6 o'clock or 6:45, and then you have about 5 minutes of news and 35 minutes of bloody election coverage.
Why don't they have a big old disaster and see if they feature it on the news?
Well, they wouldn't. They would have 2 minutes at the end. It makes you wonder what news there is to tell.
By the way, a plane has just
landed. Yeah?
Well, that was last night.
And there's been an earthquake in Edinburgh and everybody's dead.
There's been 8 miners trapped down Yorkshire, but the election.
You know what he does? He always says that we're the party that doesn't quarrel. He always uses that and they always say the same things and you think, oh, you've told us that yesterday.
Never upvoted for him.
He's
the only thing he's got going for him.
Who's voting Tory here?
I'm
mate. Anyone else?
Sorry.
I think I will,
Leslie goes by the majority.
No.
No. No.
Where's Paddy Ashdown from,
Irish.
It's Paddy.
But it doesn't mean it could be Patrick.
Well, that's Irish.
Not necessarily. Well, it doesn't. Tony's dad's called Patrick and he's not Irish.
I never said he was. I just said that he's called Paddy.
I don't agree.
He's called Paddy.
Alison. I would rather vote for Bruce Jane, you don't have to go to Ireland to vote, do you? All right.
I think
a lot of people must do that. Are you going to move back a bit, Mrs? Please, I'll not be able to see the board.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather vote for Bruce. Who sings I Want to Be Elected?
Is unity possible? Well, is it? Bloody hell.
What's that for?
Amazing models, criticism. What we did yesterday.
We did that yesterday. I can't remember writing that.
No.
Out of your books. Out of your head. You made it up. That's amazing. I'm impressed.
Not many things to do.
Well, that's all we did.
I was so conscious.
So was I, even though I failed them. I'm not very confident about this one.
I'm going away.
Oh, look at you, Michelle, going away. I'll have no excuse. I'll have to do some work. I know it was in the old